Week 1, Sunday, Evening Prayer 2. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Praise to the Holiest in the height, and in the depth be praise, in all his words most wonderful, most sure in all his ways. O loving wisdom of our God, when all was sin and shame, a second Adam to the fight and to the rescue came. O wisest love, that flesh and blood, which did in Adam fail, should strive afresh against their foe, should strive and should prevail. And that a higher gift than grace should flesh and blood refine, God's presence and his very self and essence all divine. O generous love, that he who smote in man for man the foe, the double agony in man for man should undergo. And in the garden secretly and on the cross on high, should teach his brethren and inspire to suffer and to die. Praise to the Holiest in the height, and in the depth be praise, in all his words most wonderful, most sure in all his ways. The Lord will send his mighty sceptre from Sion, and he will rule for ever. Psalm 109. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Sion your sceptre of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will send his mighty sceptre from Sion, and he will rule for ever. The earth trembled before the Lord. Psalm 113. When Israel came forth from Egypt, Jacob's sons from an alien people, Judah became the Lord's temple, Israel became his kingdom. The sea fled at the sight, the Jordan turned back on its course, the mountains leapt like rams and the hills like yearling sheep. Why was it, sea, that you fled, that you turned back, Jordan, on your course, mountains that you leapt like rams, hills like yearling sheep? Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, in the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool and flint into a spring of water. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The earth trembled before the Lord. The Lord is King, our God, the Almighty. A Canticle from Revelation 19. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great. The Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is King, our God, the Almighty. A reading from 2 Corinthians. Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the merciful Father, the God from whom all help comes. He helps us in all our troubles, so that we are able to help those who have all kinds of troubles, using the same help that we ourselves have received from God. Responsory. Blessed are you, O Lord, in the vault of heaven. Blessed are you, O Lord, in the vault of heaven. You are exalted and glorified above all else forever. Blessed are you, O Lord, in the vault of heaven. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Blessed are you, O Lord, in the vault of heaven. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy is his name. Intercessions. Christ is the head of his body, the Church, and we are the members of that body. Gathered this evening, we pray in his name. We say, Your kingdom come. May your Church be a light to the nations, the sign and source of your power to unite all. May she lead mankind to the mystery of your love. Your kingdom come. Guide the Pope and all the bishops of your Church. Grant them the gifts of unity, of love, and of peace. Your kingdom come. Lord, give peace to our troubled world, and give to your children security of mind and freedom from anxiety. Your kingdom come. Help us to bring your compassion to the poor, the sick, the lonely, the unloved. Lead us to find you in the coming week. Your kingdom come. Awaken the dead to the glorious resurrection. May we be united with them at the end of time. Your kingdom come. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In your love, Lord, answer our humble prayer. Give us the grace to see what we have to do and the strength to do it. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.